South Beach Dance Party. Anthem Backtracks.
Hello?
Tiffany.
Hey.
This is Marky G, baby. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I miss you. When are you coming back down to South Beach?
Oh, I hope soon. I hope this summer. How is South Beach? I bet it's amazing as usual.
It's always amazing, and it's more amazing when you're here. You do love to party, and everybody loves you. My fans are so excited to know we have the amazing, gorgeous Tiffany on the show tonight. Tell everybody what's going on in your career.
You know, I am out touring. I released a dance album called Dust Off and Dance, and so I've just been out doing dates. It's very rare. Right now I'm at home, and it's very rare that I'm actually home.
Any hot dates?
Any hot dates? Gosh, you know, I'm touring all over small clubs and things like that, and hopefully I will be out in your direction by summer.
That was actually more of a personal question.
Oh, hot dates? No, I'm married now, so no. I mean, so, you know.
You can still have hot dates being married.
Well, we still have, like, a lot of passion and hot dates and stuff, but, you know, it's with the same person, I guess I should say.
Hey, what did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
We went to dinner. I'm not overly, you know, overkill on Valentine's Day. I think that should be spread out all throughout the year, so I don't want to just rush it and put it into one day. I want all that passion all year long, you know?
Ooh,
so,
I like that. I like that.
I'm a little selfish on that. I want it all year long rather than just one big rolled up in one big ball one day. So
all right, now you took some time off, and I'm sure a lot of your fans don't know this, but you started very, very young.
I did. Wow. I started off I started touring when I was 9, actually.
You were on Star Search?
I was on Star Search. I started touring with I have a country pass, so Mickey Gilley, Johnny Lee, Hoyt Axton, people like that. I opened up for Waylon Jennings, and then, you know, I'm from Los Angeles, like I said, and country music just wasn't the most popular over here in a mostly Latin community I was raised in, and so
yawn.
I wanted to be like more rock. I love Stevie Nicks, and so I decided to kind of change my direction at 12 and try to go get a record deal as a rock singer, and I was just too young. You know, people were like, oh, that's great, but you're 12. You need to come back when you're 18. And I
there's something about a 12-year-old rocker, you know?
Yeah, it didn't really work out, although I was well-developed, I have to say. I think I could have pulled it off if they would have gave me a chance.
Tiffany, so. I did notice in that photo shoot.
Oh, thanks.
Just bringing that up, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
no
you so
problem.
Much.
So what made you take on Tommy James and the Shondells?
You know, that actually was my producer. Like I said, I went from the rock thing into more of like the pop stuff, and I met a producer, and he actually brought me, I think We're Low Now. And when I heard the song at first, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, it just, you know, I was 14. It sounded really outdated and like not anything I had expected. And he promised me, come back tomorrow, the track will be different. And I came back and it was completely different. And I really, to be honest with you, didn't want to record I Think We're Alone Now. You know, my vision was so much more Stevie Nicks, more Sheryl Crow is what I was kind of envisioning for myself as an artist. And I brought the track home and my friends loved it. I mean, they were singing the song and I thought, well, it is a good song and people like it. So, okay. And obviously, you know, thank goodness nobody listened to me.
Hey, thank goodness. And so what's hot and coming for you?
Well, actually, I have my album out called Dust Off and Dance. And I also did a song with a group called Second Sun. And actually, they're residents of Miami Beach, actually. And actually, South Beach. So, and it's a song called He Said, She Said. And I'm kind of plugging that right now.
Isn't Paul Van Dyke remixing that?
I believe that he is. It's System Recordings, actually. But it's his label. It's Paul Van Dyke's label. And it's a group called Second Sun. And I came out there last year with them at Alterfest. So, you know, I'm kind of plugging that. It's my first kind of introduction to kind of the trance world. So I was really, it was a pleasure. I'm a big fan of theirs. And it was great when they were in Los Angeles to be able to get together, write a song with them, and kind of get to know their world a little bit, you know. So I'm real excited about that.
Our last hour, we play what's called an Anthem Backtracks. And that's what's coming up now, girl. And you know what? We're going to feature you tonight.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we're going to do the song that I love, and I've got so many great memories of it. I like the original version by Tommy James and the Shondells, and I like the one you did. And I'm going to ask you to sing the intro to it.
Okay. Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
And we're going to run just as fast as we can and get into the mix. Tiffany. Thank you, baby. Here it is.